This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, it's Friday. Woo. Hello, Friday. You look awesome. Your Bay Area Mazda dealer is bringing you this portion of the program. We are going to call yesterday's grand prize winner. We are doing Alice's 21st birthday party.
What now?
I don't know.
Not just yet.
It's Friday. Alice's 21st birthday party secret show. It's a pool party that we're going to do at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. We've been back there. This will be our third year in a row. Every day, we're getting four people into the secret show. Thank you. And then one person's going to win the grand prize, which is a two-night stay. So we're calling
this.
Hello, is this Kathy?
Yes.
Kathy, it's Sarah. It's Sarah and Vinny.
Hi, Sarah and Vinny.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great now. Oh, my God. I've been sitting by myself. I go, please ring.
So were you going to come to the secret show either way, or you needed to win this grand prize in order to join us?
Either way, but this just makes it a whole lot better.
Yeah, you're going to. It's like a little mini vacation midweek.
Oh my God. This, you know, I've always wanted to go there because we go down to the Sonoma Cheese factory down there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's really nice. You go to wine tasting, you have cheese and everything. So this is like perfect.
Wine and cheese. Oh, I'm sure they have that available at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we look forward to seeing you. We have some awesome surprises that are going to be happening at the Secret Show pool party. And then we're doing a broadcast the next morning. And you're part of the fun, Kathy.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Happy Friday. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Hold the line. You get to talk to Hooman now. So, I mean,
okay.
It just never stops here.
Fantastic. The winning continues.
All right. Hey, maybe she's single.
Hey, Hooman.
Hey, Hooman.
Oh, yeah,
sound like a fun girl.
Take.
I know. Oh,
she
we should ask. Nice. Hold on. Let me ask her. Who are you going to bring with you?
I'm probably my sister.
Oh.
Two hot sisters. Are you married phone. Or with someone?
I'm married, but I'm bringing my sister.
And she's single?
Yes, she is.
Is she a younger sister or older sister?
Younger.
Oh,
has she ever had Persian tube steak?
Oh, Vinny.
For God's sake. To ruin everything. All right, hold on. All right, there's Kathy. She's our winner. And today at 9 o'clock, we'll start the qualifying again. And then Monday, we'll announce today's grand prize winner.
What do you think? Oh, he's busy.
Yeah. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. Better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
We got to remember that. Kathy's sister.
Yes. Kathy's sister.
Right.
Oh, we should ask her name.
I know. That would have been a lot
smarter. Can you ask what the
sister's name?
Hey, ask what her sister's name is.
Your new girlfriend's name.
Lisa.
Okay, we're looking for Lisa.
Lisa.
Roman and Lisa. It sounds good.
Sitting in a tree.
They go together nicely.
Woman and Lisa.
Well, I think we should stay focused on Brynn. That's all.
What?
Well, hold on a second. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 1-855-JUMPSTART and get a jump on summer and a healthier you. The big news this morning.
National Donut Day.
That's also awesome. I'm super excited about that. Doesn't Krispy Kreme do a drop-off here sometimes on National?
Sometimes.
Oh, Krispy Kreme.
Sarah.
We're waiting for you. We're waiting on you, Krispy Kreme. Today is the day that we found out that our own Brinny boy is having a baby. He knocked up Anita five months ago. And somehow these two kept it a secret. You guys are good. That's amazing.
Hooman didn't even have the secret a week.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Well, that's for the best. Congratulations, Brynn. They're having a little girl in October.
Very excited.
Very exciting. She'll have a 17-year-old older brother?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Oh,
a third-degree black belt, too. That's, right? That's nice.
She's got some serious protection, some serious backup in her life.
That is true.
I know. Well, congratulations, Brendan. People have been sending lots of texts, and, you know, feel free. Let's congratulate
this guy.
Thank you
for that, guys. I really appreciate it.
Jimmy Kimmel does a nightly show, although I thought he missed one of the nights this week. I'm not sure why. Anyway, he was... You know, as you might expect, mocking Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement on last night's Jimmy Kimmel Live. This, of course, aired last night in the middle of the night, so I haven't seen it yet. I just read about it this morning, and now we get to all watch it together, all listen to it together. What have you got for me, Brinny? From last night. Kathy Griffin, she really stepped in it. I feel bad.
Is there
for,
more fallout?
There is. Well, she's going to have a press conference today. Her apology wasn't enough. She's stepped in it and she knows it. So she's got a press conference this morning at 9 a.m. California time. Her attorney is saying they will explain the true motivation behind the image and respond to the bullying from the Trump family that she's endured. They had every right to be upset with what you did. So I don't know how she can call Trump bullying her. I mean, listen, no one's psyched about anything that's happening these days.
Well,
but
she's grabbing at this point.
I guess so. Kathy needs to get her career back on track. In addition to losing her gig at CNN and being dumped on by the Squatty Potty, several of her stand-up shows have now been canceled. And some supporters, though, are starting to emerge. Jim Carrey told Entertainment Tonight, "I think it's the job of a comedian to cross the line at all times because that line is not real. If you step out into that spotlight and you're doing the crazy things that Trump is doing, we're the last line of defense. And really, the comedians are the last voice of truth in this whole thing. It's impossible to get away from it."
Well, that's the whole, I think, I haven't seen it, but that seems to be the whole point of the show that Jim Carrey's producing, I'm Dying Up Here, on Showtime. Is that what it is? I'm Dying Up Here?
Mm-hmm. I don't
that's the name of it.
The title.
I think it starts, is it this weekend, Sunday night?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, he's been doing all the press this week.
Right.
So some of the ads for it, they show that comedians are pushing the envelope and trying to push buttons.
Right.
That is true, but the idea of holding the president's bloody head after, I mean, I don't think they had ISIS videos, beheading videos back in the 70s when this
right.
movie is
set.
Set.
Then he went on to get weird. Surprise.
Jim Carrey,
as okay. he's talking about the Kathy Griffin situation. He said he had a dream where he nearly attacked Trump with a golf club. He said they were golfing together and he was considering his options when he woke up. He said it was one of those dreams where you just want to get back to sleep so you can finish it.
Mm. Oh.
I don't know if that makes it better. Larry King doesn't think CNN should have fired Kathy. He doesn't agree with what she did, but he doesn't think she should have been fired over it. Ted Nugent, also not a fan, but he doesn't have a whole lot of room to speak because he has said some truly awful things about candidates and past presidents, and he should just be quiet and be glad someone else stepped in it for once. Okay, I started this story in the 6 o'clock hour.
The McKenzie brothers.
The McKenzie brothers. Listen, right. I know I'm probably the only fan. I just freaking love these guys. When I was a kid, you know, I mean, before I even graduated from high school, they peaked and flamed out. Eh?
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. So Rick Moranis, who you'd probably know, you know, if you're younger from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids or, I don't know, I guess you could be any age and know about that.
What else did that guy do? He did a ton of stuff.
Wasn't he, he was on a sitcom for a while, wasn't he?
Rick Moranis?
Yeah.
Oh, I know him from the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids
and that's it?
Thing.
Hold on. I feel like he was, oh, he was also in Little Shop of Horrors, the movie version.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was, he was excellent in that. Played Seymour.
Yeah.
Feed me, Seymour. But anyway, one of the things he did as part of SCTV.
Spaceballs.
Oh, yeah.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah, right. He's the key master or the gatekeeper. I'm not sure.
Flintstones, Parenthood.
Yeah, I mean, people know
who
Rick Moranis is. So he started out on a Canadian sketch series called SCTV. And he did this thing called Bob and Doug McKenzie. And he did it with this, another comedian named Bob Thomas. And they got so huge on SCTV that they wound up putting out a comedy album, which I've listened to nonstop in 1981 when I was, you know, 14 years old, 15 or whatever.
Sarah.
I know. I didn't have great taste.
No, I mean, if something makes you laugh, especially
right.
if you're a kid, I mean, those are the early days of you getting ready to be a radio show host,
sure.
right?
And then they did only one movie, Strange Brew, in 1983. And so they are getting back together just for, like, you know, one night only. And it's going to be in Toronto, so I don't know, maybe they'll live stream it or something. But terribly, Dave Thomas's nephew got into a snowmobiling accident in January. He's paralyzed from the waist down, so they are putting a whole benefit show together. And some big names are going to be there. Dan Aykroyd, Paul Schaefer, people from Kids in the Hall. I guess they're not kids anymore. Martin Short, Eugene, is it Levy? Eugene Levy?
Mm-hmm.
from the American Pie movies, like, and more. Mm-hmm. Catherine O'Hara. And so they're going to put a whole show together. And I just thought maybe we could. One of my favorite things was they had this song, Take Off to the Great White North. And they had Geddy Lee from Rush on their album. But then Bryn was cackling about the 12 Days of Christmas. You want to start with that one?
Oh, yeah.
I was laughing about that. I thought it was pretty funny.
All right, go ahead.
Surprisingly.
And play a little of this.
All right, do you want some of the dialogue or just.
Sure.
Is that the one that goes, and a beer?
That's
and
the one.
That's what I was laughing about.
Is it Tuca Hat?
That's what I was going to ask you, actually.
Yeah, you're the one who knows weird, random crap.
I think. I don't know what it is. Tuke? Is that what it is? Tuque?
No idea.
It's another word for gazebo.
A toque. I'm building a toque in my backyard. Anyway, there's one of them. It goes on, as you might imagine, because the 12 Days of Christmas is like the longest effing song on earth. One time these carolers came to our house.
One time.
And they started singing that song, and I'm like, oh, this one's so long. Really? We can just get Deck the Halls or something?
Oh, well.
Yeah, so we stood there smiling the whole time. Your face starts hurting, you know, like, oh, smiling. Yeah.
I think it's spelled T-O-Q-U-E.
T-O-Q-U-E? And is it, what is it? What's it's a toque?
It says it's a type of hat with a narrow brim or no brim at all.
Oh, like a beanie cap.
Check it out.
Oh!
Nobody wears those.
Kind of like a Russian hat.
Is that something they would wear?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they wear.
I don't know why they'd wear toques.
It's cold.
Is that
out
like
there.
A Canadian thing? Yeah, but you'd want something to cover your ears, wouldn't you? I don't know. I guess I could have questioned it 35 years ago when it came out.
Do you want to hear the one with Geddy Lee?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me the Geddy Lee. We're revisiting Bob and Doug McKenzie very randomly because they're getting back together one time, July 18th. Oh, it is a Canadian thing.
It's got to be a Canadian
thing.
It's
a beanie. Is that what the photo was?
Yeah, it looks similar to a beanie. It's more of
kinda,
a tall.
Yeah, it looks more like one of those Russian hats with the, like, you know, just sort of round. I don't know.
It almost looks like a dunce hat.
Yeah, without the point.
Without the point.
Yeah, people are texting in. It's a beanie, and I looked up a picture, and it's basically a beanie.
Why doesn't he have a
How do you spell
on?
It there?
I saw T-U-K-E.
Oh.
And then someone else spells it T-O-Q-U-E.
That was how you
but
saw it,
But in any case, I looked up toque beanies, T-U-K-E.
Okay. So it's a little knit hat.
All right.
A toque. Put your toque on.
Ready for some singing?
Yeah, I'm ready for some singing. Moving on. So it's just me, huh? Is anyone writing in like...
People are texting in. They were obsessed with it. Love it.
Oh,
miss
thank God.
It.
I was like, oh, maybe it was... Maybe
it's not just you. It's just...
Take off!
It is pretty old, though.
To the great white. So old.
We're skewing old here.
It's 35 years old.
Yeah.
And then they went away, and that was it. And now I'm bringing them up 35 years later.
I wonder what was Wayne and Garth were 10 years later.
Were they early 90s?
I think. I don't know. I'm asking, kind of. I mean,
I don't
it's
really
sort
know.
Of similar.
That's been forever, too, though.
The buddy I was going to say, you'd be stretching it with Wayne and Garth.
Right.
The kids would be going, who?
Remember Rick Moranis, he took that time off when his wife passed away of cancer.
He did. He's actually, you haven't heard anything from Rick Moranis in years.
But as I looked up his movies, he had a string.
Yeah.
A long string.
I'm sure he was able to comfortably retire.
Yeah.
$10 million he's worth currently.
Oh, that's it?
I get $10
he's
million.
He's poor.
Bye.
Yeah. And he still gets royalty checks, I'm sure, from all those movies. Those must roll in. People with long careers who are still killing it. The Over 80 Club. Morgan Freeman joined yesterday. I think yesterday was his birthday. He hit 80. Still working all the time. And so they put together a list of, 11 octogenarians who are still making it happen. You want to guess a few of these? Some of them I get.
Morgan Freeman.
Yep, there's more. Yep, good guess.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine is on there. 84 years old.
How about Jack Nicholson?
Nicholson is 80. Yep.
Clint.
Clint Eastwood is 87, with a 33-year difference in the girlfriend.
Right.
Is there any females on there?
No, but I was thinking, why isn't Betty White on this list? She's still working.
Totally.
All the time.
Yeah.
There's no chicks on here.
Oh, really?
Nope.
Who did this?
Oh.
It's a source for this.
Let me see. No, I don't know. It looks like maybe just TCS. They don't
know. You know what's interesting? They don't have any female writers on their team.
Yeah, I can tell when I read their stuff. Mm-hmm. Harry Dean Stanton. Who's that? 90 years old. The name sounds familiar, yeah. But I...
Is that a writer or an actor?
I don't know.
Well, says, I know the name does sound familiar. I can't place it.
It says actor. Harry Dean Stanton.
I mean, I've seen him in a lot of things. He was in Alien. He was in Repo
he's like
Man,
one of those guys that's...
Yeah, he's kind of like this guy whose face you recognize, but...
A character actor.
Yeah.
They got Ed Asner on here, 87 years old.
Oh, okay. Oh.
James Earl Jones at 86. Woody Allen at 81. He is still working. Donald Sutherland is 81 years old. Mm. Can't believe it. Alan Alda's 81.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Connery retired, so he's not on the list.
He's not on the list. Burt Reynolds, 81. He just had something come out, right?
Did
something.
He?
He was just in the news like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, he was in a photo with a couple other people, but he couldn't really stand, so they put him on a
They had him
stool.
On like a stool.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that was just some. Yeah. And the other person they put on the list is George Takei, who is 80 years old.
Sure.
All these old-ass people still getting the job done. Old, dusty, musty. New in theaters this weekend, Wonder Woman and Captain Underpants. I got to say that I like the little synopsis that they give here of Wonder Woman. Well, they're expecting it to make about $95 million this weekend. Gal Gadot. She is an Amazonian princess on Themyscira. Am I saying that right?
That's right.
A mythological island where Amazon warriors live without men. Which is weird because I always think of like Amazon women being from the Amazon. But this is in the Mediterranean?
Yeah, it's supposed to be near Greece.
Then Chris Pine crash lands on her island and Diana learns how sheltered she's been all her life. And as he tells her how World War I is the war to end all wars. And she realizes it's her destiny to defy her mother and leave the island and go protect mankind. Robin Wright is the Amazonian warrior who secretly trains her. And it's also directed by a woman named Patty Jenkins, and the critics love it. They say it was scheduling conflicts that kept Linda Carter, the original Wonder Woman, from making a cameo.
What could she be doing that would
keep... I don't know.
Unless she had to get, like, I don't know, some kind of surgery.
Right.
To save her own life, you'd think she'd be like, get these IVs out of me. I'm getting in that movie.
Right. Isn't she a spokesperson for IBF?
Yeah.
Or IBS?
Yeah. That's why she came on the show, right?
Irritable bowel syndrome, which is such a weird thing for her to be out there talking about.
I know she's
but it's somebody's
struggled
gotta do it.
With alcohol for a long time.
Maybe is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, she was there on the red carpet with Gal Gadot for the LA premiere.
She's doing Supergirl. That's a TV series, right?
Oh no,
Supergirl, is that a film? Hooman?
No, Supergirl's on, isn't that a, that's like on the WB.
Hooman?
Or CW, whatever it is.
I don't know.
Supergirl. She has a recurring role on that show, so maybe.
So maybe she actually did have. And then Captain Underpants, it's Kevin Hart and Thomas Middleditch. Thomas Middleditch is the Richard on Silicon Valley.
Right.
They star in an animated movie about two kids who pull off a prank to hypnotize their principal into thinking he's an idiotic superhero. Ed Helms is Captain Underpants. And then there's a villain named Professor Poopy Pants, who was played by Nick Kroll. And that's also getting pretty good reviews.
Cute.
You know, because it's a kid's movie thing. And
listen
that's all.
Listen to Yazette laughing at poop humor.
Poopy Pants.
So immature.
Professor Poopy Pants.
Sorry.
Sorry, I'm not sorry. What's going up in the news, Vin?
New Rolls Royce, you know, in case you're car shopping, Sarah.
Oh.
Maybe you want to trade in the toaster you drive.
I love my toaster, Vin.
It does look like a toaster.
I love that. It looks like an appliance you just put on your counter.
Yes.
And more after these. Radio.com.
Happy Friday, Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you very much for listening and hanging out with us on this wonderful Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
Woohoo! We'll do the montage just after 8 o'clock, so if you're looking to rock out and get the party started.
Totally forgot!
Yeah. Woohoo! Okay.
We actually, you know, you were off last week.
Oh, did you guys not do it?
We did it.
Okay.
We did a brief version.
Oh, did you leave off all my songs?
No.
No, they were there.
Okay. Yeah, it was just like super quick, but it was fun. Just danced in my seat.
We got to get up and dance. It's Friday. All right, this part of the program is brought to you by Indeed.com. Guns N' Roses tickets coming up at 8 o'clock. Yeah. Make sure you're here for that. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get two premium pillows and to go anywhere travel pillows. Use the promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com.
Mm.
Yep.
I see that. That was yesterday.
Cuts right off.
That's MyPillow.com. Here's what's happening. Probably should have proofread that, huh?
I did the same thing yesterday because it ends weird.
Did it?
Okay, so the Warriors won last night, everyone. They beat the Cavs 113-91.
Pretty good.
Yeah, really good. All the stars are in town, so that was fun to see. All the courtside celebrities.
Warriors.
Next game's not till Sunday. I don't get it. We've already waited a whole week for basketball to come back. More than a whole week for basketball to come back on.
It is sort of
strange. They're going to skip till Sunday. Huh. And then the game three is Wednesday in Cleveland. So they're really just dragging this out.
Yeah.
I love it. But I want to watch Saturday.
Right.
Why
do we have to take 2 days off?
Sunday, everyone.
All right.
There's that. The Rolls Royce.
Yes.
That I was talking about at roughly $3 million. The Bugatti Chiron is one of the most expensive production cars ever to reach the showrooms. So the words affordable and Bugatti rarely, if ever, occupy the same sentence. On Saturday, Rolls-Royce unveiled a one-off custom build, the Sweptail.
Sweptail.
At nearly $13 million.
Wow. For one car.
It is believed to be the most expensive new car ever commissioned.
Mm.
Passing up.
I didn't even know that Rolls-Royce made Bugatti. I thought they were their own thing.
They don't, but 3 million Bugatti, I think, was the most expensive car until this new car came out.
Oh.
Now, the people have paid more for cars, as certainly older cars can
they
fetch.
Become collector's
In
items.
In fact, they say the most expensive car, that's the Sweptail?
Yeah.
So this is a Rolls-Royce Sweptail.
That's what they call it.
Not, there's nothing to do with Bugatti.
It's just that Bugatti is one of the...
Oh, look at that. That's neat looking.
I know, right?
The widely known high-end cars at $13 million,
that.
The new
something.
Sweptail, everyone.
Sweptail. Does that have to do with that sort of triangular ass end of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
They say here...
Oh, thanks.
It's not as pricey as the most expensive car of all time. The Ferrari 250 GTO is $38
million. Wow.
Oh,
insane.
Yeah, but if people have the money and that's what they want to spend it on, let them.
Sure. It's most definitely weird when people buy that for their 16-year-old, but yeah, I mean, if you're an accomplished person.
Spend your money on whatever you want. The rest of us, when we bitch about you spending the money, we're just jealous.
We don't know.
Yeah.
And we really don't know.
You're right about that.
You know, you hear someone spent $13 million on a car and you think, that's, where are you going to park that?
Right.
You can't park that.
Have you seen my garage?
On a city street?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Here, valet, park it.
Yeah. I think when you can afford a $13 million car, you can park it on the street because your security detail is in another car behind you and they all stand around it.
Or you really
looking
just...
tough.
With cones around
right.
it.
Don't have to worry about someone dinging your $13 million car.
You just don't have to.
It's just the same as my $20,000 car.
Right.
To them.
Like, whatever. Oh, well, it was going to get dinged up eventually.
Because that's how I am with my pickup.
Right.
My pickup is... I've dragged my bike out of it and just scratched the side and be like, oh, well,
that's too bad.
You know, that happens. What are you going to do?
Get some of that rhino going on.
That's what this thing's for. It's a
adds
truck.
Character.
Right.
Sure.
This is a weird story out of South Boston.
Oh, Southie.
Yeah. A disgruntled former 7-Eleven owner has opened a 612 convenience store right across the street.
Oh, that's funny.
Is it?
It is kind of funny. Wouldn't it be funny if all of a sudden there was a 612 chain?
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy in South Boston named Abu Musa.
Oh, and he's pissed off, huh?
And he used to be a 7-Eleven franchise owner, but he wound up having a falling out with the parent company over their policies. Specifically, they forced him to sell hot foods like hot dogs and taquitos that no one was buying.
Oh, and he didn't want to have those.
He says, they'd sit there on rollers. No one would buy them. Every day I would throw out $200 to $300 worth of food that I had to pay for.
You're not doing the accent.
Right, I'm not doing the accent. Exactly.
It's a little disappointing.
No, that is not happening.
They're sitting, rolling around. Where's the company tried to come in and buy them?
The company tried to force him to sell pizza and chicken wings, too, back in 2014, so he gave up after a legal battle. He lost his store.
I like 612. I think that's pretty good.
So he's getting his sweet revenge by opening his own convenience store across the street
with
from his
no
old location.
Food.
He named it 612. Those are the hours.
Oh, 6 to 12. Oh, funny. Open an hour early. Oh, that's funny. I didn't realize 7-Eleven were the hours.
Well, 7-Eleven, I think now is
24 hours. Right.
Yeah, they don't. That was probably the olden days.
Right. But it's cute. It rhymes.
What's the name of the store?
612 in South Boston.
Oh, I'm seeing three more 612s. There's a 612 convenience mart in Maryland. There's a 612 food store in New Jersey and another 612 convenience store in New Jersey.
Oh, funny.
So a lot of people are in on that gag.
Nobody wanted to sell the hot food.
He says more than half of his customers are going to his new store, and he's got a great strategy for getting more. Quote, I know the price of everything in that 7-Eleven, so I sell things cheaper. And no hot food. Never, he says.
Well,
that's
pretty
funny.
Him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want a hot dog that sits on a roller all day.
Oh, I'll eat it.
It occurs to me every time as I pass them. No.
He smells so good, though. How can you pass him up?
I don't know, that whole botulism thing that took a whole 20-something people down and
killed
one guy.
That was the nacho
dude.
Stuff. I'm not eating the nachos. You probably would eat the nachos, though, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll have a hot dog, though.
Russia.
Yes.
Makes the news a lot.
Russia.
They haven't been in the news for their vodka and their parties in a while.
It does seem strange.
Yeah, here's one. A supermarket in Volgodonsk.
Where?
In Volgodonsk. In Southwest Russia, recently held a contest called Who Can Drink More Vodka?
Oh,
no.
Really?
Yeah.
So someone died?
Yeah.
Of course they did.
40 men competed to see who could drink the most vodka.
How many of them died?
The grand prize?
Death.
No, the grand prize?
A bottle of vodka.
More vodka. 10 bottles of vodka. Is the grand prize for the person that can drink the most vodka.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, when the men started chugging their buckets of vodka, of them weren't built to handle it. 5 guys were hospitalized, and one of them died.
Oh, only one. That's pretty good for a contest like that.
According to his doctor, he drank 3 liters of vodka, which is about 67 shots.
Oh, my God.
The police are looking into the supermarket's owners. And they could be charged with death by negligence for hosting the Who Can Drink More Vodka contest.
It's a simple contest. Who can drink more vodka? These are strong men.
Seems wrong, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
As soon as you said it, I'm like, oh, someone died. The Who Can Drink More Vodka contest. Jesus, come on.
WalletHub.com just ranked the 150 biggest cities in the country from the best to worst place to have a vacation in your home city.
Oh.
You know, staycation, I believe they call them. I love where I live. I could stay home almost every time.
Yeah, staycations are nice.
In fact, usually it's not until I get to the place that the vacation is at that I realize, oh, it's fun to leave. Like, all the buildup, the planning, the packing, the getting to the airport, the travel, all that makes me want to stay home.
And then you wind up there and you go, oh.
Oh, it is fun to go places.
Ah, look at us.
The best city, though, for a staycation is Orlando.
Oh.
Chicago, San Diego, Seattle, Tampa, Vegas, Atlanta, Portland, And then San Francisco and New York.
Oh.
All in the top 10.
I'm surprised. Oh, okay. I'm surprised they're that far down.
No, they're up.
First thing I thought was San Francisco and New York. Boston.
The worst city is... Boston is not in the top 10.
That's a super fun city. So much fun stuff to do.
Yeah. I really want to go there.
We should go together.
Okay.
When your kid gets a little older, let's...
I'm in.
Yeah, that'd be really
fun. I really want to check out Boston. I really wish you would have spent more time in Chicago, too.
Me too. Oh, I Chicago's really enjoyed it.
Radical.
Just the few hours I was there. We really tried to make the most of the 5 hours we had.
Well, you did get up bright and early that
morning. We
did.
Got up with the sunrise and then did a walking tour, the architectural walking tour. Super fun. Great. Loved it. I would totally go back. And I want to spend more time in Seattle, too. And we only had a quick 2 days there, and I really loved Seattle.
Seattle's pretty cool. Chula Vista, California is the worst city for
Chula
a
Vista?
Staycation.
What's going on there?
It's I think that's right on the border of Mexico or Baja.
Oh.
It's just nothing.
Nothing going.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving sucks.
Oh, my God. It's wicked cool to move someplace new and set up a new house. I actually like that, but man, the packing, the actual physical moving, all the cleaning, the patching of the walls, all the crap you got to do to move out of your house, changing your address everywhere, getting all the new stuff set. What a pain in the arse.
Yeah.
Sucks, man. I'm never doing it again.
Well.
Yeah, right.
I'm not.
Right.
I'm not.
Please. I bet when the yard's... Well, who wants to bet me that when the yard's done, that house is getting sold?
Bet, take the bet. Are you kidding me? It's
what's the next project after the yard?
We've got like two or three in the
projects.
Lineup.
We have stuff going on.
Oh, really? You've heard the order of the projects?
Yeah, I know the next one.
Did the living room project ever get done? Aren't you going to like build out and build a little?
It's on the list.
No,
it's on the list.
That is totally done. That's been done for 2 years.
Okay.
So listen, when we say we're doing something, we're doing it.
Well, I know that
the Clarks don't mess around.
The who?
Yeah.
The, but?
Whatever my last name is.
The Liars.
The Liars don't mess around.
Anyway, you say that your first reaction was, yeah, moving can be cool, though. It's only because you've moved enough that it's not the most life-ending
right.
reality of all time, because most people can't take it.
Oh, it's tough.
According to a new survey, though, 2% of people say the last time they moved, they just dumped all their stuff and started from scratch.
I thought to myself that would be the way to do it.
I'd gotten rid of so much stuff over the years that I basically did that.
Yeah.
There was nothing to bring.
I'm bringing my clothes.
Yeah.
Here's what I played my music through, and here are my clothes.
When I set up my apartment in San Francisco, when we got here, mm-hmm. I had a futon, a little TV tray to eat on, and I didn't even have a couch.
But you had a futon.
Right.
Yeah.
I actually ended up buying something from this place across the street that's been closed for 15
fans.
Years.
Man, yeah. I loved Bus Vans. I'm super sad it's gone.
We used to have fun when we went there.
I know. We would just go over there and just look around.
Uh-huh. Isn't it weird that that's been closed? So there's a place called Bus Vans for Bargains across the street from this building.
Mm-hmm.
It's been closed for 15 years.
And the
Nothing's
sign is still
moved
up.
In. The sign's still
it's
there.
It's got to be 100,000 square feet of space. You know that there, because every other building on this road has been knocked down and built back up. You right. know someone's got plans for that.
Well, I don't know. That, and
really?
That man shows up about once a month and tows the cars away that park in his driveway. Because, you know, that's where there are no meters.
Yes.
And so he shows up and, you know.
Who's
the word,
that man?
The man that
the
owns the building.
Mm-hmm. Really?
He doesn't
Some
like
weeks,
people.
He mm-hmm. just goes on rampages. He
yeah.
just like comes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and just tows like the whole line of cars.
Yeah, there'll be like tow trucks lined up, ready to take cars
that
away one by one.
That is prime real estate over there.
Why mm-hmm. hasn't he just sold it for all the money?
Mm, who knows?
Maybe no
I
one
bet
will.
It's not his only property, though.
Maybe no one has met his price, or maybe he wants just so much money for it.
Well,
that,
yeah, but,
that building
you know.
Is so intriguing to me because we've been in it, and it is humongous
yeah.
floor in several floors. That'd be like awesome condo space, mm. like you know, loft apartments. Oh.
It'd be awesome. Anything. Anyone right. would want
and
that.
That sign is even still there.
I know.
That's
for anyway. Tax reasons. He keeps it or something.
Maybe.
2% of people say the last time they moved, they just dumped their stuff and started from scratch. Mm. Which is, if you move a lot, you do find yourself saying, "I'm not carrying this with me."
Right. Why would I take this crummy thing?
I'm over it.
Right.
not even bringing the plant. Although I want to add, you have to bring your dog, people. Your dog is not furniture.
You can't dump your dog.
I do not ever want to see a sign that says moving, have to leave. Anyone want my dog? I've seen that in real life.
You can't move into the place you've chosen because you have a family member who has four legs. Man, some people take the responsibility of owning a pet very lightly.
Yeah, I really do want to just say out loud, that is wrong.
Yep.
You took
keep
on
looking.
That pet and you need
you
to
find a place that's pet friendly.
Right. 34% of people move themselves. 25% of people hire movers.
As I've gotten older, if I can afford to hire movers, I hire movers. Yeah. But I always pack my own stuff. I don't like, you know, they have like people who will come and pack. I don't know. It's a good time to cull through all, you can get rid of all the crap you don't need.
You culled it all. I mean, this goes back to you and me moving so many times.
Oh my God, yes.
There's,
but
there's
even
nothing
now when
to cull.
There is. Are you kidding me? You have a family and you just, the stuff adds up. People gift you things. You're like, you don't even know where you got it. You're like, oh, it's a good day for the Cancer Society. Call them up. They come get all your stuff. Or Goodwill, whatever you drop it off.
This survey about moving found that half of people haven't moved in the past decade.
Oh, well.
People don't like to move.
How long have you owned that place, Yuzi?
Oh, easily 10 years.
No, I think it's been about 8 years. Seven or 8 years.
What about you, Bryn Hooman? Bryn, I know, just moved. Vinny, you've moved a couple times in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
I've moved once in the last 10 years.
I think I've been at this place for 5 or 6 years.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Where'd you live before?
No, you've been there.
You've been there longer than that.
No, I'm serious.
Where were you before that?
Hayes Valley.
You were, when I first moved here, you were in Hayes Valley.
Oh. Yeah.
That's right.
It was,
you were,
yeah, it was interesting.
I actually like Hayes Valley. Why'd you leave there?
Well, this place in the marina was cheaper, and,
parking.
It has parking, but it's, I know the woman who owns the building, Carrie. She's a wonderful person.
Is your landlord?
She's my landlord, yeah. So, and it's nice to know the woman that runs the show, so. I didn't have a great relationship with the people at the other building. And also, this one's in a way better neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. You're in the Marina.
Hey.
It's awesome.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I vote daylight savings time is the permanent time for California, says 707. Hooman is wrong. Indiana observes daylight savings time. When he lived in Chicago, they did not. It changed a couple of years ago.
Oh.
Okay, well, he wouldn't know that.
Yeah,
we're not really keeping tabs on what Indiana's up to.
And we just wanted to hear that he rubbed elbows with Jerry Springer one
right.
time. That's what that
was
story
the point of that
was.
Story.
What that was all about.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Guns N' Roses tickets, and we've got the new music for this week.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.